Hello, this is Jan Coleman with Beloved Bright and Morningstar Ministry. I'm so glad you are here to listen to the public reading of God's Word. It is written in John 15, 16 through 17, "You did not choose me, no, I chose you and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask Him in my name. What I command you is to love one another." Today, I want to read from the book of Proverbs concerning wisdom. In Proverbs chapters 1 through 4, we're going to read many, many sayings to give us wisdom from God's Word and the Holy Scriptures. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for learning what wisdom and discipline are, for understanding words of deep meaning, for acquiring an enlightened attitude of mind, virtue, justice, and fair dealing, for teaching sound judgment to the ignorant and knowledge and sense to the young, for perceiving the meaning of proverbs and obscure sayings, the sayings of the sages and their riddles. Let the wise listen, and he will learn yet more, and the man of discernment will acquire the art of guidance. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Fools spurn wisdom and discipline. Well, the sage speaks, and he says clearly, you better avoid bad company. In verse 8, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Do not reject your mother's teaching. They will be a crown of grace for your head, a circlet for your neck. My son, if sinners try to seduce you, do not give way. If they say, 'Come with us,' there is blood to be had. If we lie in wait for it, if we plan an ambush for the innocent, we can swallow them alive like Sheol, alive and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find treasures of every sort. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us, one purse between us all. My son, do not follow them in their way. Keep your steps out of their path, for their feet hasten to evil. They are quick to shed blood. The net is always spread in vain if the bird is watching. It is for their own blood these men lie in wait, their own selves they lie in ambush for. To this come all men who are after dishonest gain, which robs of their lives all those who take it for their own." Next, wisdom speaks a warning to the heedless. In verse 20, "Wisdom calls aloud in the streets. She raises her voice in the public squares. She calls out at the street corners. She delivers her message at the city gates. You ignorant people, how much longer will you cling to your ignorance? How much longer will mockers revel in their mocking and fools hold knowledge contemptible? Pay attention to my warning. Now I will pour out my heart to you and tell you what I have to say. Since I have called and you have refused me, since I have beckoned and no one has taken notice, since you have ignored all my advice and rejected all my warnings, I for my part will laugh at your distress. I will jeer at you when calamity comes. When calamity bears down on you like a storm and your distress like a whirlwind. When disaster and anguish bear down on you, then they shall call to me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me eagerly and shall not find me. They despise knowledge. They had no love for the fear of Yahweh. They would take no advice from me, and they spurned all my warnings. So they must eat the fruits of their own courses and choke themselves with their own scheming. For the errors of the ignorant lead to their death, and the complacency of fools works their own ruin. But whoever listens to me may live secure. He will have quiet, fearing no mischance." Now in Proverbs chapter 2, we read about wisdom being a safeguard against bad company. My son, if you take my words to heart, if you set store by my commandments, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to truth, yes, if your plea is for clear perception, if you cry out for discernment, if you look for it as if it were silver and search for it as for buried treasure, you will then understand what the fear of Yahweh is and discover the knowledge of God. For Yahweh himself is giver of wisdom. From his mouth issue knowledge and discernment. He keeps his help for honest men. He is the shield of those whose ways are honorable. He stands guard over the paths of justice. He keeps watch on the way of his devoted ones. Then you will understand what virtue is, justice and fair dealing, all paths that lead to happiness. When wisdom comes into your heart and knowledge is a delight to you, then prudence will be there to watch over you, and discernment will be your guardian to keep you from the way that is evil, from the man whose speech is deceitful, from those who leave the paths of honesty to walk the roads of darkness, men who find their joy in doing wrong and their delight in deceitfulness, whose tracks are twisted, and the paths that they tread crooked, keeping you also from the alien woman, from the stranger with her wheedling words. She has left the partner of her younger days, and she has forgotten the covenant of God. Towards death her house is declining, down to the shades her path goes. Of those who go to her, not one returns. They never regain the paths of life. So you will pursue the way of good men, persisting in the paths of the virtuous. For the land will be for honest men to live in. The innocent will have it for their home, while the wicked will be cut off from the land and the faithless rooted out of it. Now in Proverbs 3, we read about how to acquire wisdom. My son, do not forget my teaching. Let your heart keep my principles. For these will give you lengthier days, longer years of life, and greater happiness. Let kindliness and loyalty never leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So shall you enjoy favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust wholeheartedly in Yahweh. Put no faith in your own perception. In every course you take, have him in mind. He will see that your paths are smooth. Do not think of yourself as wise. Fear Yahweh and turn your back on evil. Health giving this to your body, relief to your bones. Honor Yahweh with what goods you have and with the first fruits of all your returns. Then your barns will be filled with wheat and your vats overflowing with new wine. My son, do not scorn correction from Yahweh. Do not resent his rebuke. For Yahweh reproves the man he loves as a father checks a well-loved son. Now here's the joys of wisdom starting in verse 13 of Proverbs 3. Happy the man who discovers wisdom, the man who gains discernment. Gaining her is more rewarding than silver, more profitable than gold. She is beyond the price of pearls. Nothing you could covet is her equal. In her right hand is length of days, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are delightful ways. Her paths all lead to contentment. She is a tree of life for those who hold her fast. Those who cling to her live happy lives. By wisdom, Yahweh set the earth on its foundations. By discernment, he fixed the heavens firm. Through his knowledge, the depths were carved out and the clouds rained down the dew. My son, hold to sound judgment and to prudence. Do not let them out of your sight. They will prove the life of your soul, an ornament around your neck. You will go on your way in safety, and your feet will not stumble. When you sit down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, sweet will be your sleep. Have no fear of sudden terror or of assault from the wicked man, since Yahweh will be your guarantor. He will keep your steps from the snare. Do not refuse a kindness to anyone who begs it. If it is in your power to perform it, do not say to your neighbor, go away. Come another time, I'll give it to you tomorrow, if you could do it now. Do not plot harm against your neighbor as he lives unsuspecting next door. Do not pick a groundless quarrel with a man who has done you no harm. Do not emulate the man of violence. Never model your conduct on his. For the willful wrongdoer is abhorrent to Yahweh, who confides only in honest men. Yahweh's curse lies on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the virtuous. He mocks those who mock, but accords his favor to the humble. Honor is the portion of the wise. All that fools inherit is disgrace. Now in Proverbs 4, he writes on choosing wisdom. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and learn what clear perception is. What I am commending to you is sound doctrine. Do not discard my teaching. I too was once a son with a father, in my mother's eyes a tender child, unique. This was what he used to teach me. Let your heart treasure what I say. Keep my principles and you shall live. Acquire wisdom, acquire perception. Never forget her. Never deviate from my words. Do not desert her. She will keep you safe. Love her. She will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom, the acquisition of wisdom, at the cost of all you have, acquire perception. Hold her close and she will make you great. Embrace her and she will be your pride. She will set a crown of grace on your head, present you with a glorious diadem. Listen, my son, take my words to heart, and the years of your life shall be multiplied. I have educated you in the ways of wisdom. I have guided you along the paths of honesty. As you walk, your going will be unhindered. As you run, you will not stumble. Hold fast to discipline. Never let her go. Keep your eyes on her. She is your life. Never set your foot on the path of the wicked. Do not walk the way that the evil go. Avoid it. Do not take it. Turn your back on it. Pass it by. For they cannot sleep unless they have first done wrong. They miss their sleep if they have not brought someone down. Wickedness is the bread they eat and violence the wine they drink. The path of the virtuous is like the light of dawn, its brightness growing to the fullness of day. The way of the wicked is as dark as night. They cannot tell what it is they stumble over. My son, pay attention to my words. Listen carefully to the words I say. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them in your heart. They are life to those who grasp them, health for the entire body. More than all else, keep watch over your heart, since here are the wellsprings of life. Turn your back on the mouth that misleads. Keep your distance from lips that deceive. Let your eyes be fixed ahead, your gaze be straight before you. Let the path you tread be level and all your ways made firm. Turn neither to the right nor to the left. Keep your foot clear of evil. So today we have read from the book of Proverbs, chapters 1 through 4, concerning wisdom. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible gives many instructions of wisdom. And he says so clearly, the wisdom, if you study the words of wisdom, if you pay attention to the words in this book and you keep them deep in your heart, wisdom will be life to those who grasp these words and health to their entire body. I encourage you, read your Bibles, pray, learn more of the sayings of the wise from God's Word. This is Jan Coleman with Beloved Bride and Morningstar Ministry. I'm so glad you listened to the public reading of God's Word today. Peace to you. Shalom in Jesus' name.